USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the Russia investigation is going public at this hour, but Attorney General Bill Barr held a news conference about it before it was released, saying that it shows Russia did interfere in the 2016 election, but acted without any help from the West and without any collusion with the Trump campaign team. And on the subject of possible obstruction by President Trump?
The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Barr confirms the White House got early access to the redacted final report, the president tweeting a short time ago, "Game over." 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the fewest since September of 1969. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A North Korean diplomat says he preferred dealing with someone more mature than the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo should the two nations resume talks. In comments reported by state media today, that minister said that Pompeo's made reckless and foolish remarks against North Korea every day. Meanwhile, officials say North Korea appears to have tested a short-range, small-guided weapon and not a large ballistic missile recently. Still, Tulsi Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, is concerned.
We need to determine the facts and get the details of what has actually happened here.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will both be speaking at the NRA convention in Indianapolis coming up later this month. Pence was formerly governor of the Hoosier State. They'll speak at the convention that takes place on April 26th through the 28th. Both appeared at the organization's event last year in Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is reportedly thinking about resigning that post. Bloomberg News is citing two sources that say Perry's figuring out terms and timing of a departure from the Trump administration. They say that Perry's been thinking about going for weeks, though he's not fully made up his mind. Donations to help rebuild three historically black churches in Louisiana are now pouring in since news broke of the Notre Dame Cathedral fire in Paris. The day before the famous church burned, there was only $50,000 raised to help rebuild the three Louisiana churches, but that number has since reached about $1.4 million. A number of celebrities have been calling for the donations to those black churches on social media. A 21-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy has been arrested for the three arsons. Meanwhile, more than $1 billion has already been donated to help rebuild Notre Dame. And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he's still feeling good as he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's released another video, in this case celebrating the wrap of Jeopardy's 35th season. In it, Trebek says he's been continuing his treatment for the disease. The 78-year-old Trebek says he and the staff are already prepping for the next season of Jeopardy. Trebek also thanking fans for their messages, encouragement, and support, saying he's gotten a lot of cards from young people, and he's been touched beyond words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.